That's
what,
channel bass?
Channel bass and a redfish are the same thing.
Do you have a saltwater trout?
We do have a saltwater trout that they people around here call trout. But real, the proper name for it is weak fish, W-E-A-K, weak fish. And they silver or speckled. Mm-hmm. Some people they call speckled trout, but the proper name is weak fish. Well, let me see if I can think of some that we'll have, probably have. You have the pogie and the blowfish or toadfish and the grunt, chofer. These are names that are not true names of the fish. They're names that we know them around here, and you can go 200 miles from here and say, that's a chofer, and he'd say, oh no, that's so-and-so, you know, sailor's choice. In Miami, they call these same little fish that we call chofers, and we wouldn't eat one for nothing in the world, you know. Down there, they call them sailor's choice, you know, and they go like hotcakes.
Is there something called an oyster fish?
Yes, there is an oyster fish. He's an ugly thing. Well, he's real ugly, and usually they're small.
Do you have any fish around here that are dangerous like that?
Well, now, such as a stingray, or we call them stingray, of course, is a proper name, and everybody in this part of the country will call them stingery. They're painful. I've been that route a couple of times, and they're real painful. Electric fish, they really, if you step on one in the water, they'll really shock you. And he's a skate. Another fish is that's bad to me is a firefish. And this fish is has a lot of fin on his back, his dorsal fin. And if he fins you, man, it'll just make you sick, real sick. A firefish, I think, is the proper name for it. Now, we have a fish that's got little wings on the side of him. It's called a cock robin. Now, what the true name of it is, I don't know. But as far as I know, they're not dangerous because I've handled them. They do have thorns on them, some thorns on them, and the little wings come out on the side of them. We call them cock robins.
But that other fish you mentioned.
This firefish is.
Firefish? Does it have the wings coming in?
Small, and he's red. I believe that this fish has got red on him, but I believe that he has a little brown on him, too. The stingray is about the worst thing. Most people that are stung with stingrays happens after you get them on the deck of a boat, or after you get them on land, or after you get them in a boat with you, because they're just continuously whipping that tail, see? And the barb comes up, and that's when most people that are stung, they're stung after the thing's out of the water.
That part of the crab, you call it the dead man's fingers? That'll make you pretty sick too, won't it?
They say it'll kill you.
Oh, really?
That's the reason people have to be so careful with them. In fact, your crab houses, they won't buy crab unless they're alive. And that's the reason. They have to be alive.
You mean they won't buy them after they've already been cleaned, or?
No, they won't. If you and I have a crab boat or in the crab business, when we take our crabs to the house to sell them, they have to be alive. They won't accept any crabs that are dead.
What difference will it make if they're dead?
Well, they spoil so fast, and these dead man fingers, they say after that crab dies, that's when they'll kill you. They're poisonous.
Those are just they're finger-shaped things?
Yeah, they lay inside the top shell, right across the cells. Meat cells.
Something that you might hear making a noise around the lake at night.
Bullfrog.
And what about those tiny little frogs that...
Rain frogs?
Okay. And the kind that hops around on the land.
Toad frog.
If you picked up a rock in a stream, you might see something that has claws on it and...
A crawfish.
And what might you dig up to go fishing with?
Worms.
Any different kinds of worms?
Yes. I'll have to add this in because you probably never heard of this, but around here they grunt worms. You won't believe this now, but they drive a stick in the ground and they take a brick and they rub on top of the stick and the worms come up.
Why do the worms come up?
Because of the vibration. They call it grunting worms. They have some, they call it grunting fish bait or...